Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Start with God every day as you wake up to see the dawn of a new day. After, rebroadcast to your contact so that what is blessing and adding value to you can also bless and add value to them. Now, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. God shall manifest himself through you and demonstrate his power through you this day. If you are attending church service today, wear a very nice dress, except you have to wear a uniform to work in the church. Even then, you can change to the uniform when you get to church. If you will not be in church, wear a nice dress also. If you are going to be indoor, still dress well. God said to me, ask them to put on a nice clothing today. I want to decorate them. Oh, yes. I want to let people give them attention and they will become attractive. I want to put my beauty on them. Read Exodus 28 verse 2 and Exodus 28 verse 40 if you can. It says, the priest shall dress for glory and for beauty. Glory and beauty. Throughout this week, please dress beautifully well. Oil of glory and beauty for attraction and attention is coming on you these days and this week. All listeners, pull your right ear gently for a prophetic prayer. A major good news shall come for you today, a breaking news. You will hear good news from far and near. June 21 celebrant, God bless your birthday and your new age. You will live in good health, strong anointing, and prosperity. Happy birthday. Today is day 21 of our question and answers, teaching and counseling. So from tomorrow, as usual, we shall start 14 days of testimony sharing. Send your new testimonies or resend the one you sent before that time did not allow us to share. The beautiful thing is, whether it is teaching week or testimony week, God blesses us all the same. First issue today, good day, Daddy, and my TPGF family. I heard a pastor say, John the Baptist is an Old Testament prophet. Is that true, sir? Please explain. Wow. Well, whether he's an Old Testament or New Testament prophet is not the most important thing about John, but the purpose for which he was sent, what he was born to do. John the Baptist stands as a transition between the Old and New Testament. He is generally referred to as the last of the Old Testament prophet. Hear what Jesus Christ said about John the Baptist in Matthew 11 verse 13. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. John, person, was to come and prepare the way for Christ. That was his purpose. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3. It could be said to be a bridge between the two covenants, the Old and the New Testaments. Next, good morning, Daddy. Thank you for creating impact in our lives and allowing God to use you for our generation. Sir, I'm 48 and my wife 43. Like a year now, she lost interest and urge in conjugal relationship between us, which is really affecting me as a man. Daddy, what could be the way forward, as I don't want to go outside of my marriage for satisfaction? Any therapist in the house should please kindly help us. It is gradually killing me off. Thank you and for answering all questions. Yes, we don't dodge any question here. We answer all questions, no matter how tough or controversial they are. Yes, you need a therapist to sit down with you and your wife and take you through this corridor. It's almost certain to me that your wife has entered the menopausal stage, and such withdrawal or loss of interest in intimacy is one of the symptoms. I think it will soon overcome with proper counsel and help. So therapists in the house, men or men and women with an experience in this area, please speak to this for us. Speak to this couple. Next, good day, my daddy. Concerning the sister that her nieces and nephews abandoned, please tell her not to be worried, because I have experienced such from my biological brothers before. I spent a lot of money on them while they were in the university. But today, none of them called me again, and even one of them insulted me after becoming a medical doctor that I should calculate everything I spent on him and will send it back to me. But instead of answering him, I prayed to God to compensate me, and God really answered my prayers. I am doing well in my career as a nurse. God bless me with a caring and a God-fearing husband, and with children, with wonderful children, cars, and a mighty house. Don't develop high blood pressure because of them. Just pray to God to reward your labor of love on them, and you will definitely forget these pains of disappointment. Wow. Wow. I have nothing to add to this practical counsel. God bless you, man, for sending this in. Let all of us learn from this experience as you help build your brothers, your siblings, your nieces and nephews. Don't forget yourself. Please build your own career, your children and family. If they grow up to appreciate you, good. If not, move on with life. Next, good morning, Daddy. On the issue of the fellow complaining about your constant teachings on non-coercive sowing, here is my take. People want to pray about reaping heavenly blessings, but don't want to hear about sowing process to God's kingdom. It doesn't work that way, both in the spiritual and even in the physical. You must always sow to always reap. Daddy, I will advise you, do as God lays in your heart in leading us. If God instructed you after 27 years of turning point to start teaching it, please teach us and teach us more. Don't only do only what God says. Wow. I thank God always for the hearing, believing, and the doing grace on TPGM members and listeners. God shall keep blessing us, spirit, soul, body, financially, maritally, and in all areas of life. Let's keep tithing, personal and corporate tithing. Let's keep sowing seed, and all the sacrifice will call here as God gives you the grace. God's blessings are priceless. Next, good morning, TPGF. Sir, my case is that of emotional torture. My husband prefers having affairs outside than having anything to do with me. Sir, I really don't want to tell a long story here, but I want to say that I also have a man friend, as he has woman friend, to satisfy my own intimacy desires also. This pattern of staying and waiting on God while your partner enjoys himself with another woman, all in the name of Christianity, cannot work with me anymore. He is a pastor, and we are both on this platform. Pastor, this thing is too much. That's my take. I will date a very young man that will satisfy me emotionally too. Also, I will be looking at ourselves till any day his brain resets. Wow. When you think you have had it all, both of you need brain reset. Both of you need to be genuinely and properly born again and start growing in the Lord and in his word. You both need to start living the kingdom life. Two wrongs, they say, can never make a right. If this story is true of him, then you should start doing a tit for tat will not help you. It should be prayer warfare on him to show that you know God and you are mature. Pastor, if you are there and if what your wife says here is true of you, then I ask, what kind of pastor are you? What kind of a child of God? No fear of God? No. You have to be satisfied with your wife. Serve God. Both of you should sit down, talk, and resolve this issue. We are called to live a pure, holy, and godly life before God and before the world. That is what we are called into. well, please sit down, retrace your steps, and resolve this matter. Listeners can have a word for them. Please send it in. Now, if you are living in London, London City, please join me as I minister in Living Spring Chapel International, Thames Mead, Southeast London, 2 p.m. today. Telephone numbers to call for location and direction, Pastor Franklin, on 079-178-97088, or Pastor Deola on 074-111-28401. Come to Thames Mead, London today and hear what God has sent me to bless the people with. I also want to meet you and to know you. Please be there. It will be great today. I'll be back to Nigeria after today, and I will conduct the prayer mountain this Thursday in the two services. All be there. Sunday is a good day to transmit your tithe, your battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed. The seed of 666 we are sowing this month. The victory seed of 5,005 naira, or its equivalent, and business expansion seed of 7,500 if you are able to do so. TPGF Worldwide. Now look forward to my birthday. July 2 will be my birthday as we celebrate it yearly. Be ready to pray for me specially that day. You will also be called to sow a seed of grace as you do yearly for those that are able to do it. I speak to everyone's life. Go and see the power of God. He spoke about glory and beauty and attraction and attention for you this week. You shall return with testimonies. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.